Welcome to Learning to Glow, a show about wellness, skin health, and self-development. I'm your host, Jess. I'm a mom, entrepreneur, and skincare expert. I'm so excited to share tips on how to achieve healthy skin and bring amazing guests in the field of health, fitness, aging gracefully, and personal growth. Let's explore all different ways we can take care of ourselves as women, both inside and out, to truly shine. So let's get glowing. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Learning to Glow podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and today we are talking about the seven foundations of health with Dr. Mike Van Thielen. Dr. Mike is a PhD in holistic nutrition. He's a physician, mentor, and biohacking expert. He is also a best-selling author. He has so many books, and TEDx speaker, international keynote and motivational speaker, and world record holder in swimming. He has been involved in optimal health practices, anti-aging and regenerative medicine, sports performance, nutrition, supplementation, and biohacking for over three decades. I really loved what he shared with us today about where to start. If you are interested in improving your health and are on a health journey, he has some really amazing and practical tips, which I love. I got a lot out of this episode. I hope you all do too. One of my favorite takeaways in this episode is breath work, because for me personally, I start something like breath work and then I forget about it or it gets out of my routine. And that is something that I feel makes a big impact. I actually have a breath work episode if you are interested after listening to this episode. I'll link that in the show notes because that was such a good one. That was back last year at some point. So that's a great place to start if you are interested in learning more about that. So thank you so much for being here today and enjoy this one. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We are so lucky today. We have a very special guest with us, and welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Yeah. I'd love if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. You have such an amazing bodies of work that you do. So I thought I'd leave it to you to share like a little bit about that and some of the amazing things that you do.
Yeah, so I've always been in health, but more into the longevity, anti-aging, less drugs is better type of healthcare. And so currently I'm considered an expert biohacker. I'm a keynote speaker, TEDx speaker, and go on stages to talk about longevity, anti-aging, optimal health. And today, you know, the buzzword is biohacking, which there's many definitions of biohacking, but mine is simple: upgrading the body, the mind, and life. And from a health point of view, it basically means objectively reversing your biological age. Because I believe today, Jess, that all of us, not just the elite, can implement the biohacking strategies and tools necessary to easily become 100 years of age, but be able to do what a 40, 50-year-old does. And that's what it's all about. It's about quality of life, health span, and lifespan. And so besides speaking and mentoring people, you know, I write some books here and there, and, you know, that's about it. So
you also are a world record holder for swimming, too. So, you know, a thing or two about.
I like to be a product of the product, right? It's always funny when you hear a 350-pound doctor talk about weight loss, right? So I believe, you know, I mean, you gotta practice what you preach. And so I usually figure out things for myself, find out what works, what doesn't work, continue to be on the edge of what's out there in the longevity and biohacking space, and implement it, and then start helping other people doing the same thing. So I help a lot of people anywhere. Currently, I have a few cancer patients, Parkinson's, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, all the way to top athletes and everything in between. So I help people regain control of their health, optimize their health, or biohack and reverse that biological age.
Oh, I love that. So you see all the wide range of, you know, different levels of health. And, you know, I think a lot of people that listen to my show are really interested in doing what they can to get healthier, for sure. Mm-hmm. And taking those steps. A lot of people who listen to the show are women. So maybe we could start there. Like, what are some things that you recommend to start? And you're talking about, we want to live a long life, but it's supposed, you know, we want it to be a good quality of life. We want to make sure that we're staying active. So where do we start if we are especially because I know a lot of people that are in, like around my age, you know, midlife, and they are like, you don't get away with the things that you used to get away with when you were younger. You know, you need more sleep. They're noticing they can't get away with drinking alcohol as much because they are really affected by it in a way that they didn't used to be. So if for that type of person who's listening right now, where did they start?
Yes, sure. I mean, there's a few things to consider, of course. It's very important to know where to start if you know where you are. So I usually categorize my clients in three categories. It's those that have a medical condition, are in pain, or are overweight. They're kind of below normal. So we need to regain control of their health. So that's the first step. Second step is once we're back to normal and we get rid of the disease, we got an optimal body composition, or we don't have any pain anymore and we're back to quote-unquote normal, then we need to optimize health. So step number two is we're going to optimize our health. So we're going to incorporate lifestyle modifications so that we can be strong, fit, and healthy, right? Performing almost at maximum potential. And then step number three is biohacking. That basically means now optimal health is the perfect platform to maximize the benefits of biohacking and reverse our biological age. You mentioned as women get older, and men too, but as women get older, obviously, you know, things get a little bit tougher. You talk about drinking alcohol. Of course, we're not supposed to drink alcohol when we're young either, but our body can compensate for it, right? Until, you know, it really can't compensate anymore. So, you know, we really start to become, get a little bit wiser, because when we're young, we're invincible and we do things we're not supposed to do, but, you know, we don't feel it's going to hurt us or harm us. But when we get a little bit older, we obviously got to use a lot of common sense and become wise. So, you know, I would say based where you are in those categories, we got to start at a different point. But I always talk about getting our foundations in place, because there is no magic pill. There is no silver bullet. There is no expensive technology that's suddenly going to give you a shortcut to health. Now, many of these technologies and things, they will help. But still, if you have your foundations in place, you're going to be good. So I think for all your listeners, it's very important to incorporate and start working on some basic things, and we all know them, but we don't incorporate them. So with my clients, I go over the seven foundations of biohacking, and I can do that here too if you like to. But then what we do is we take the elements that work for that client and customize a what I call a power routine that client then implements on a daily basis. And it doesn't have to be hours. It could be just a few minutes, but implements that routine, which becomes a habit on a daily basis. And that routine obviously is going to make the change in small incremental steps, but it makes a huge difference in weeks and months. And so you get big results by doing small things on a daily basis. And so I take those seven foundations, customize them for my clients, and it becomes a routine that they can count on to become better, healthier, and reverse that biological age.
That's great. You know, it's funny that you say that about like there's no quick fix, because I think that's why those videos on TikTok and Instagram go viral, because they're like, you can do this one thing in the morning and like see all these results, and people get excited because we don't want to do the foundations. That's like, that takes too long. But I'd love if you could expand on that, on the seven foundations of biohacking, because I think that would be amazing.
They're very simple and they don't need to cost money either. So the first one would be oxygen. We all breathe in oxygen, 21% in the air, right? But unfortunately, the vast majority of us do not know how to breathe properly, because we breathe through the mouth and we have this device called the nose, which is designed to breathe. A normal breath, and a lot of people will be, you know, interested in hearing this, is 5 counts in through the nose, capturing all the nitric oxide that's sitting here, driving that oxygen into deep into the lower lobes of the lung, into the tissues, into the cells, and then exhaling through the nose for 6 counts. Now, we know oxygen is necessary, but oxygen also is our enemy at the same time, especially when we talk about aging and getting older, because there's such a thing as oxidative stress, which is a fancy word for rusting and aging, right? So too much oxygen makes us age fast. So if we learn to breathe properly, and again, you know, it's easy to do. It's just practice on your own time. There's YouTube videos. Currently, the best app out there for everybody to download for free is called The Source, formerly known as The Breath Source, because all the breath masters of the world are on that same platform. But trying to do that if you breathe properly, you only would take approximately five and a half breaths per minute, because it's five in through the nose, six out through the nose. Now, today, most people through the mouth, we breathe in at least 16 times per minute, if not more. So we would increase the efficiency of our oxygen by 300% just by implementing that one simple biohack. And it could be the number one biohack right now. So learn how to breathe properly and get a little bit, once you learn how to breathe properly, get into breath work, because breath work can do many things for our health, not just increase the efficiency of our oxygen and drastically reducing and reversing aging by reducing that oxidative stress. But breath work is used to get into a meditative state. Breath work is used to get from a sympathetic state into a parasympathetic state and get into a recovery state, because we're always going, going, going. So breath work has many different applications. But number one, learn how to use your oxygen and learn how to breathe properly in and out through the nose. So that would be your first easy biohack. Number two, water. We are a plumbing system. We have a cardiovascular system. We have a lymphatic system, which is part of our immune system. And so stagnation equals disease. And so if you think about plumbing, we constantly need to hydrate. We need to get water running through that. And so we heard it many times, but we need to drink enough water. But the water needs to be clean also. So based on where you live in this world, know what's in your drinking water, what toxins are there, and purchase the right filtering system for you, so you don't have that toxins in the water, whether it's chlorine or fluoride or whatever may be in there. And so drink plenty of water. Anything else like coffee, tea, sodas, energy drinks, you know, first of all, they're unnecessary, but at the same time, they dehydrate you. And so even if you drink two cups of coffee, you would have to drink a lot of water just to neutralize the acidity of that coffee. So start drinking more and more water and try to just simply reduce the intake of other drinks. Drink enough water, drink clean water. This is stabilized hydrogen water, which is another topic, because hydrogen is great for health. But number two, water. Number three, I would say movement. And you probably hear me say movement and not exercise, because when we say exercise, people think we need to go to the gym or we need to play organized sports. From a health point of view, that's not necessary. For example, I know plenty of people that go to the gym every day, 1 to 2 hours in the morning before they go to work. And we would think that they're very healthy, but no, health is movement. And so if that person goes to the gym 1 hour, 2 hours every day, but then sits at a sedentary job selling insurance, for example, that's not a picture of health, because there's no movement. We need to constantly move. Again, stagnation is disease, whether it's walking, whether that's dancing, going outside, playing with the kids, playing with the dog, it does not matter, but we need to constantly move. And if you're limited by doing that because of your job, then we can look at technologies like high-frequency vibration platforms, mini trampolines, etc. But movement is key. Number four, the opposite of movement, rest. And you just mentioned it. You said we have more and more difficulty sleeping, or we need more sleep, right? And because we never learned how to get into a deep delta sleep or quality sleep. And there's an easy way for you to find out if you're sleeping well and recovering is when you wake up in the morning. Are you energized and ready to go, or are you still tired? And if you're still tired and fatigued, then you need to do something about that sleep. And so there's many tips and strategies that I use for people to get into a deep delta sleep. But just to give your listeners a few, number one, do not eat or snack 3, 4, even 5 hours before you go to bed, because digestion, based on what you eat, takes many hours. And so when you eat before you go to sleep, your body is still working for many hours. And obviously, when your body is still working in digestion, you cannot get into a deep delta restful sleep. And that's so important, because during that deep delta sleep, that's where you repair, recover, regenerate, and renew. Think about a supermarket and imagine that the people that restock go on strike for 1 or 2 days. There's nothing to go and buy anymore. And it's the same with our body. So if you have bad sleep, it accumulates pretty quickly into you being tired and lethargic and not be able to produce at your maximum potential. And so sleep becomes very important. I think another tip that I can give is that many people have a hard time falling asleep because their mind is racing. Oh, I got to do this tomorrow. I got to do this at work. What am I going to say at this meeting? I got to bring the kids to soccer. And your mind's going, going. So what I do as part of my power routine in the evening is I do 1 minute of visualization, where before I go to bed, I go through the next 24 hours in 1 minute, and at each point of contact, I make the right decision. And so now my mind doesn't have to race about tomorrow because I already went over the next 24 hours. And those are just two simple tips, but there's many things that we can do and implement so that we can have a deep delta sleep and wake up rested, because that's what we really need. And so, you know, for the women that are listening that you said have more trouble with sleeping, you know, we probably slept not great before either, but now we're paying. Now it's accumulating. Now we're unable to compensate. So even more reason for us today to figure out on how to get that deep delta sleep, right? So that's four. Number five, I would say sunlight, natural sunlight. And don't confuse light with heat, because heat is not good for us. Heat exhausts us, so we don't want to go lay on the beach at 2 p.m. in Florida or in California, whatever it may be, and exhaust ourselves. But sunlight is crucial for all biological, physiological, and nutritional processes in our body. A good analogy is look at all the animals that live around the equator in the Amazon. They're vibrant, they're strong, and they're huge versus animals that don't see sunlight. A mole, they're even blind, right? So who do you want to be? So we as humans, we have become accustomed to spending most of our time inside and no natural sunlight. And then we wear clothes. I'm not suggesting everybody should get rid of all their clothes, but especially in your privacy of your home, you could take your t-shirt off. You could put shorts on instead of long pants. You could take that hat and sunglasses out and enjoy the sunlight, because light stimulates all those biological processes. Number six, diet. We always talk about upgrading our diet. And it's only one of the seven things, but it remains important. The best way, I think, to explain that, because we could talk about diet a whole day just on that topic, right? But I think, and I'm convinced, there's only one cause of all disease, and it's called toxemia. Toxemia literally means toxins in the blood. But in a little bit more detail, what it means is that as part of our daily living, as part of our metabolism, we obviously produce waste and toxins. But in a healthy organism, those toxins are eliminated by the liver, by the kidneys, the skin, etc. So no harm is done. However, today we take in and are exposed to far more toxins than ever before. And so our body cannot keep up with the elimination of those toxins. And so now there's an accumulation of toxins in our blood and our body. And that's really what we call toxemia. In scientific research, two major events that occur when those toxins are floating around because we cannot keep up with the elimination. Number one, these toxins steal an electron from a healthy atom, which then becomes unstable, which we all now know as free radicals, which cause havoc on a cellular level. And most people heard about free radicals. But even more important and easier to understand is number two. We're now in a state of emergency because we cannot keep up with elimination. And we're in a state of emergency trying to put off fires all the time. And conventional medicine actually has a name for that. It's called systemic inflammation. And even conventional medicine now agrees that over 90% of all diseases is directly correlated to this systemic inflammation. So toxemia is the cause of all disease. Now, how do we prevent all disease and how do we stay healthy? Well, we need to keep toxemia in check. And theoretically, it's pretty easy, because what we need to do is we need to reduce as much as we can the intake and exposure to toxins. From what? Man-made foods, man-made drinks, over-the-counter and prescription medication, household products, cleaning products, beauty products that we put on our skin. And then, of course, today, electromagnetic frequencies and radiation from Wi-Fi, electronic devices, Bluetooth appliances, and the list goes on. So we need to do whatever we can to mitigate that and simultaneously increase the nutrients that do what? Fight free radical damage, repair our DNA, and fight systemic inflammation. And if we just can tip that balance, we will be bulletproof against any disease and any virus of the 21st century. So that would be number six. And number seven, probably the most important one, upgrading our mindset. Because our mind is not only in control of our body, meaning in control of health or disease, but also is the blueprint to our future, our failure, or our success. And so, again, I work with cancer patients and other types of patients, and those patients, they are labeled by the doctor with a term, oh, you got cancer or Parkinson's, and you're going to probably die within the next year. And if the patient believes that, guess what? The doctor's going to be right. So we really got to start working on mindset and belief systems, and we really got to upgrade that mindset. And when I say upgrading the mindset, I basically teach people how to get in control with the faculties of the subconscious mind and put that ego aside, be pulled forward by the future, not by the past and by labeling and negativity, be pulled forward by the future, and then use techniques or tools such as visualization, manifestation, gratitude journaling. In my case, breathwork works very good on a daily basis to really, you know, push that belief system. Because, and this is the reason why, because if we have any doubt we're going to beat the cancer, or if we have any doubt we are going to realize our goals and our dreams, or if we have any doubt we're going to, you know, win that competition or get to that next level in our company, whatever it may be, if there's any doubt, the universe has two options, failure or success. But if there's no doubt in your mind that you're going to beat the cancer, you know, get to that next level, achieve your goals and dreams, then the universe only has one option, and that's a big win. So mindset becomes very, very important to also, you know, have those other six fundamentals be more effective if your mindset is correct. So those are the seven foundations. Everybody can work on there, on those. And then what I do with my clients, I figure out in each of those categories what the client needs and what they respond to and works for them. And then take those elements and mold them into a daily routine. So I have a 10, 20 minutes morning routine, a 20 minute evening routine, and then I have a biohacking routine too. And those routines on a daily basis will make significant differences pretty quickly.
Oh, I love those so much. And I love that your morning and your evening routine, that's doable. It's not like a 3-hour routine. When you put all this together, you're like, oh, wow, how long is this going to take? But you have it down packed.
When I first started my wellness journey, I had already been in the skincare industry for years, working on client skin and as an educator for multiple skincare brands. When I learned about how the toxins in our personal care and beauty products could have a negative impact on our health, I knew I needed to make a change. I was used to the result-driven products that I was working with, and I was not happy with the natural products on the market at that time. Although they were safer and cleaner, they did not meet my expectations for results. I created Simply Just Skincare to deliver the results my clients demanded from their products while using natural, toxin-free ingredients. You can check out my clients' results and reviews on my website, simplyjustskincare.com. In 30 days, my clients have reported more hydrated skin, less appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and more of an overall glow. Our top sellers include our Repair Toner, our Hydrating Undo Serum with Hyaluronic Acid, and more. I am offering my listeners 20% off their first order with code PODCAST. Check it out in the link in my show notes to get glowing today.
So I want to ask a few questions about some of the foundations, but, sure. You know, and especially like you said, mindset is probably one of the most important ones. And I think especially when you're dealing with something that's medical and you, like you said, you have a doctor that says you have this issue and this is your prognosis, and that is devastating. And it is very, I'm sure, easy to fall into like, well, this is negative. Like, how can you think positively about this? So can we talk a little bit about that a little bit more, as far as if you get something, you're dealing with a diagnosis, you're going through a hard time. It could be something other than a diagnosis, but you are struggling in your life with a certain thing. And you did mention, I want to talk about more of these tools, like to really get this done. If you've never done used these type of tools before, what would you start with?
Yeah, again, I think first, and it's a great question, first you need to realize, and it's something I believe, right? I believe that our soul chose our body for a very specific purpose on this planet, right? And then our mind is there to try to make sense of it and allow us to live our purpose. So then the question is, why are the majority of us not living our purpose? Well, the answer is the following. We are bombarded with information on a daily basis. According to statistics, approximately 14,000 messages per day enter us, right? But only a very small amount of those enter, are processed and stored in our conscious mind. Because in order for information to be stored in our conscious mind, we actually need to pay attention. So it's when we pay attention to a podcast, when we're reading a book, when we're watching TV, that information is stored, is processed and stored in our conscious mind. Now, the vast majority of our information that comes to us is absorbed and stored in our subconscious mind, which is the part of the mind that operates below our consciousness, right? So that's the first thing we need to understand. And it's also in our subconscious mind that all our potential lies. That's where all the information is. That's where our true potential lies. Our superpowers are there. And so that's where also we would be able to connect with the universe and all the resources. So why is this not happening? Well, the answer is our ego, right? Our ego mostly operates in the conscious mind. And our ego tries to protect us from distress. But it only does that based on information from the conscious mind, which is just a very small percentage of the total information we have access to. So when I talk about upgrading the mind, I really talk about, or I really want everybody to understand, we need to try to manage the faculties of the subconscious mind. And in order to do that, we need to put the ego aside. And that's when we can get all the resources from the universe. And that's where we have all the potential that's there. And so when you talk about techniques and labeling and diseases, you know, like I just started with a mother and a daughter with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. And so, you know, first of all, we're not going to speak those negative words. No negativity comes out of your mouth. You're not going to speak about those things. And we're not going to think about those things because a belief is only a thought that we keep thinking. And so it also means we can change it at any time. So we got to start thinking differently. We got to catch ourselves when it's negative and immediately start thinking the positive. And then when we speak, we got to do the same thing. And we got to practice that every day. And then we got to build the future because, again, we got a label of cancer 3 months ago, 6 months ago. We have all these failures in our past, which, again, we label them as failures, which is not good. It's negative. I label them as lessons. Oh, something went wrong, you know. I got a divorce or the business went bankrupt. It's a failure. No, it's not a failure. It's a lesson. What did I learn? Take this lesson, move on, right? So we got to get rid of all the negativity. Then we got to project what is our future for the cancer patient, lupus patient, rheumatology patient, rheumatoid arthritis patients. What does your future look like? Okay, within 6 months, our symptoms are going to be gone. Next year, we're not going to have any positive blood test for rheumatoid arthritis anymore. And I'm going to be able to walk without the walker again in 1 year. And then in 3 years, you know, probably my grandchildren are going to get married and I want to be there. And I want to be 100 years old and I want to be able to continue to play golf with my husband, whatever it is. So now we paint the picture. And so every day, we're not going to think about the past. We're going to be positive. Before we're going to go to sleep, we're going to put our gratitude out and we're going to put intentions out. And some people can do that better with breath work, others with visualization, manifestation. So I'm going to teach my people a few things to do. And they say, that really doesn't work for me. Okay, let's try something else. Oh, that really works. For me, visualization works very well, right? And so on a daily basis, you're going to remind yourself what your future looks like, which is cancer-free, which is living a long life, which is being happy, which is still being able to hike and play golf. And so we're going to visualize that a few times every day. And so we're gonna work on that belief system so there's no doubt that we're going to beat that cancer. And we're going to constantly focus on the future and do that. So we're going to rewire our brain, our mind, our belief system. Because it has been proven scientifically that our brain is the blueprint to our success and failure, is the blueprint to the future. So whatever we think, whatever we speak, is actually what's going to happen, all right? So if that's negative, we got to change that or something bad is going to happen, right? And so that's kind of a little bit what I do with my clients as one of the first things, because then everything else that we talked about, the foundations, are going to be more effective because we have that positive mindset. You know, why are we spending more time in the sunlight? Why are we upgrading our diet? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that?
I love that because I do think that takes practice when you're so used to thinking negative thoughts to be empowered enough to be like, oh, I don't have to think. That's like optional that I think that instead of like, I think a lot of people are like, this is just facts that are coming through when they're not facts that are coming through. So it takes practice, but I feel like that's really powerful. And I love the visualization. That's really helpful. I have a lot of moms who listen and we do have a million things on our plates and from work to the lunches to whatever it might be. And so I love the thinking about your next 24 hours and sort of playing that out in your head and how it's going to go and how you want it to go. I feel like that is super powerful. And also that you can have, if something doesn't work for you, there's a million other things you can try, you know, for your mindset. There's tons of tools out there. So I love that. And then another thing I wanted to talk to you about goes back to the number one foundation, which was breath. I loved that. Mm-hmm. Do you find that a lot of your clients come to you and they're totally mouth breathing? And what do you do to like help
almost
them?
Almost everybody is.
Okay.
Unless you have practiced breath work, you're probably a mouth breather. The mouth is designed to eat and speak, right? So we don't have to breathe through the mouth. And so, you know, again, it's something that we can practice, but we can practice every day at no cost, right? And there's free apps and free videos on how to do that. But again, it has so many applications. A lot of people are so stressed. Like you said, the moms are juggling their whole life. And that's another story, because I teach people how to script their life, organize their life, be in control. Because once you retake control of your life, you have clarity. And clarity reduces all stress, right? But one of the techniques, when we're stressed, we're in a sympathetic nervous system, right? We're in a sympathetic state. And so in order to go to a parasympathetic state and calm down and get rid of that stress, we can do what's called a reset breath. And so there's many variations of that. But what it basically means is our inhalation is going to be shorter than our exhalation. So this is just an example. We could inhale four counts through the nose and then exhale six counts through the mouth. As long as the exhalation is longer, within a few breaths, you're going to go from sympathetic to parasympathetic and get rid of that stress. So there's many applications of that breath work, and based on what the symptoms are and what's going on in people's life, we can utilize that breath in so many different ways, not just, again, to stay younger and have less oxygen and those types of things, but we can use it for meditation purposes because, you know, like you said, I was a swimmer before, and people started telling me, oh, you got to do meditation, and if you want to be the best, and this was, you know, almost two decades ago, and I really tried to meditate. I went to a few classes, I gave it an honest effort, but I couldn't clear my mind. And so when something doesn't work, again, you give up, right? But then years later, I got introduced to breath work, and I'm not even thinking about meditating. I'm focusing on my breath, but I'm so focusing on my breath, on this guided class, that suddenly, for the first time in my life, I end up in a meditative state because I'm so focused on one thing that everything in my mind cleared. And now suddenly I experienced for the first time, oh, I'm in a meditative state, right? And so that worked for me. Other people are great with meditation. I'm not, because my mind's going crazy. So everybody's got to kind of find their own tool. But breath work has so many applications. Again, if there's one thing your listeners need to do is start looking into breath work, download the Source app. It's for free. And start getting into it, because it's really beneficial. Yeah.
I think a lot of people struggle with meditation. I know a lot of people do that. I love to be able to have something to focus on. And you also talk a lot about focus and how to improve your focus, because I feel like now more than ever, we're very distracted. And like we said, with like the mom before bed, she's like thinking of a million things because we have a lot on our plate, but also we have a lot coming at us as far as technology. And like, there's a lot of social media and like there's so many distractions. So can you give us any tips on that? Because I feel like that is something that, I mean, I don't have a problem with ADHD whatsoever, and I still find myself losing focus and getting distracted.
Yeah, of course. I think there's three different levels of lack of focus. I think the foundational level is that most of us don't live their purpose. So if we're just going to a job and work for a boss 8 to 5, you know, then we're not living with purpose, then every obstacle becomes a stress, right? But if we're living with purpose and we know what our goals and dreams are, then obstacles become stepping stones and opportunities that, you know, bring you one step further. So it's that passion and that fire in your belly, and it's knowing where you want to be that's going to make life much easier. So step number one, I think all the listeners should kind of ask themselves, am I living my purpose? And if not, you know, how can I find out what my purpose is? And how can I transition if I figure it out? And so those are one of the sessions that I do with my clients many times too, is figuring out if you're living your purpose, yes or no. And if you're not living your purpose right now, what is your purpose? And figuring that out. Because if you wake up and you're excited about the day and doing certain things to accomplish something, then you're living your purpose. But most people don't, right? They wake up in the morning and say, oh, I have to get up. I have to go to work. And there's only a few of us that say, oh my God, I can't wait to get to work and get this done and get that done. The difference is that's for them. It's part of, it's a stepping stone to their big goal, their big dream, whether it's a gold medal or a world record, whether it's the number one salesperson in the company, whether that's combating that cancer, it doesn't matter, right? So purpose is great, because if you don't have that purpose, you know, everything becomes a stress. You know, all those obstacles become stressful and another thing, and it's not meant to be, and why me, and all the negativity sinks in. But if that same obstacle is a hurdle that you need to take to get to something you want, then it's not seen as an obstacle. So I think that's very important. Number two, we need to really start to get organized and script our life, because we waste a lot of time on things that don't serve us, right? Mm-hmm. And so what if we could clear up our day? What if we could free up a lot of valuable time? If we could do that, we would be a lot less stressful, right? And that leans a little bit into that purpose, because once people find their purpose, you know, I talk to them and say, how many projects are you involved in? Oh, this one, and I do this, and with this company, I do this. Okay. These two don't serve your purpose, right? So why are you spending time on it? Well, I got to make some money. Well, okay, I get that. So let's transition. So there's many things that we as humans are involved in because we didn't want to say no to a friend, or because whatever, we want to make an extra $10 on the side, whatever it may be. But we got to start matching what we do with our purpose, with our goals and dreams. So many times when we have that purpose, we suddenly can start dropping things that are really useless, but we're spending a lot of time on. And then we got to really get in control of our agenda and of our calendar. It's much more important that your calendar and your agenda is organized and clean than your house, right? Because mm-hmm. multitasking is a mistake and all those things, right? So we really need to, you know what we're going to do tomorrow and why we're going to do it next week, next month, next year. And so everything needs to almost be scripted. Because if you have control over what's coming tomorrow and next week and next month, there is no place for fear or worry. It's those that are just constantly going and going and going, trying to survive day to day, but not living their purpose, you know, kind of helping somebody else fulfill their purpose, working for them, etc. That have this uncertainty about tomorrow, about next week. Can I pay the bills? You know, what's going to happen next month? What about this? What about that? And those negative emotions, fear and worry and uncertainty, translate in what? Anxiety, depression, and mental illnesses, right? So again, purpose and taking control of your life and controlling your agenda and what you're doing and being in control of your life eradicates all of that. So that's the second. And the third one is, yes, you mentioned social media and internet and so much input. We're in an era of dopamine overload, right? So when we talk about focus, we have to mention the five intelligence hormones that we have: dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, serotonin, and acetylcholine. And if those hormones are optimal and in sync, in balance, then we're in the zone, we're focused. It doesn't matter. Nothing can distract us. We're going to win. We're going to crush that presentation. We're going to do so much work in half an hour. We did more in half an hour than we did all last week, because we're in the zone. We're in that flow state, right? And so how do we get there? Most of us get there by chance. Oh, I was in the zone. I don't know how, but man, I won that race, or I crushed that presentation, or I crushed my sales goals. But it's not by chance. It's a skill that we all can master, right? Being in the zone on demand is what I call it in my new book. But what it comes down to is realizing that most of us, not all of us, are in a dopamine overload. So these hormones are out of balance. And when these hormones are out of balance, because there's an overload of dopamine, then we end up in brain fog and lack of attention and procrastination. And it's a vicious cycle where we can't get anything done, right? And so first we need to realize that. So what's dopamine? Dopamine is our reward hormone. If our brain squirts a little dopamine, it feels good. It's like getting a pat on the back. And so many people seek that through comfort food and sugar and energy drinks. But it also comes from social media today, which we didn't used to have when I grew up, right? But when somebody likes your comment or hearts your Instagram, it's a conscious or unconscious dopamine hit. So unconsciously, we seek more of it. And that's why we spend more time on social media than we want, because it feels good, right? And so in order to then balance our hormones, we need to upgrade our diet and we need to regain control over social media, all right? And so we need to balance that. And once we do that, suddenly we can focus again. We can start a task, we can finish a task, etc. And then there's some basics too, because we lost sight of basics. If we want to get a job done, we cannot put our laptop in our lap and put the TV on and sit in the living room when there's other people. There's places in the house that are designed for certain things. The bedroom is to sleep, not to eat, not to watch TV, not to do work. The kitchen is to eat, not to work, not to whatever, right? So you need a designated workplace. And when you need a project done, you tell people not to disturb. You close the door. You put the social media off. And if you need help with that, you know, there's techniques like the Pomodoro technique and other things that will help you focus and get things done. So we got to go back to basics if we want to get things done. And so I would say those are the three levels that we need to work on: purpose, getting scripting our life, getting control of our agenda, freeing up valuable time, and getting asking yourself, what am I doing all day? And which ones of those things really are useless and are time wasters, right?
Yeah, I love that.
And then go back to basics.
I love that. I love, you know, really taking a look at your calendar and seeing how much of this is unnecessary. You know, sometimes it's hard to say no to certain things, but it's such a good point. Like, time is so precious. And I love the back to basics. Like, there's so many functions on our phone now where we can like shut off, like there's limits we can set, like for what we do for our children, we can do for us too if it becomes a problem. Tell us a little bit more about your book for those who are interested in, like, who's your book for?
Well, it's actually, this is book number 8, called The iZot Method, Unleashing Your Superpower. So it is talking about focus, productivity, and biohacking, upgrading. So the 7 foundations are in here too. It's a big one.
Oh, good. Okay.
But the other 7 books are all health related. And so when the pandemic started, actually I was a CEO of a stem cell clinic, and then we had to close because we were non-essential. And then I was kind of like, okay, what now? And at the time, a colleague doctor of me called me up, a friend of mine, and said, hey, do you have time? Because we need some help with screening people for medical marijuana here in the state of Florida. I said, sure, why not? So I ended up talking to about 100 clients with ADHD and anxiety and depression and PTSD. And yes, there's drugs and therapies out there, but I'm always interested is why are they feeling this way? And that's when I really realized they were lacking purpose in life, right? What we just talked about. And I said, okay, my next book, because I wanted to talk about biohacking, I'm going to go a little bit broader, right? I'm going to go a little bit deeper because, you know, if you want to be the best version of yourself, you got to start with figuring out what your purpose in life is and what you're passionate about. Because when we're born, we're all pushed in a certain direction, right? Society does, because we got to go to school, then we got to go to college supposedly, and then we got to work for somebody else till we're 65, and then there's the golden years, which never come. Or our parents push us in a certain direction. You know, not on purpose, but if dad's a lawyer, he probably wants you to go to law school. If mom's a doctor, they probably want you to go to med school. So not too long ago, I talked to a very successful eye surgeon, lives in a huge house, nice toys, nice cars, family, paying all the bills, happy, successful. But when we talked about purpose, we figured out he's not living his purpose. So even though you're successful, it doesn't mean you're passionate, right? Because he immigrated from Cuba, parents wanted the best for him, was able to go to med school, all great stories. But still, we figured out after talking a few times, his passion's music. How do you go from eye doctor to music, right? So it's not that you're going to drop those responsibilities, not pay your mortgage and let your family go, you know, go do their own stuff. But what we did is we freed up 1 hour per day to work on music, right? And freeing up time is very easy, actually. And then maybe sometime in the future, we could transition into that, right? So again, That's why I wrote this book. It's of course obviously about reversing your biological age, about being healthy, about biohacking, about upgrading that diet. Everything we talked about is in here, but there's also about how do I script my life? How do I become more productive? What do I do to get focused again? It talks about the dopamine overload and everything else that we kind of touched upon today. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It sounds so amazing. I'll make sure I link the book in the show notes so everybody you can go check out the book. And tell us if somebody wants to learn more about you or work with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, so to limit my dopamine overload, I'm not a big social media person, so you can't really find me there. I'm on there, but other people put me there, so that's not the best source. But the one place to go is just my website, biohackingunlimited.com. And on there, you will have all my books. You will have my mentorship programs. You'll have a 20-minute free call you can book to see how I can help you or just to talk to me. We got a Costa Rica VIP retreat. We got something called the Limitless Lab. So this is a 12-week online program where we go through purpose and plan and biohacking and being in the zone on demand. So we teach people all these skills in a virtual online 12-week course. And so everything that you may want to know about me or all the programs are on my website, biohackingunlimited.com.
Ooh, Costa Rica. That sounds amazing. Yeah, that's right. I love Costa Rica. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll make sure to link your website. Everybody go check you out. And thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge with us.
Thanks for your time and putting the word out, Jess. It's always teamwork, so thank you also.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Please subscribe and review so we can reach more people who want to learn to glow alongside us. See you next time.